237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, and of course my pals from Talk Radio News. No one better to kick it around with than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, the big thing with Senator Kerry, it was a breeze. Boom, 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 right?
A breeze. Three people voted against it. The two Texas senators, Cornyn, and of course the new Senator Cruz, and then one other senator, a Republican, of course. But and then Senator Kerry voted present, and that was that.
That was that, and then not a surprise. This is probably going to be all the way through. This will probably be the easiest one, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, today, Secretary Roy LaHood, who was Republican, said he was not going to run again.
So there we go. Lots of shoes to fill all over the place. Hey, the big buzz that people are talking about in talk radio, as you know, is once again, here we go, recycling what's going to happen with immigration. A plan, not a plan, really bipartisan cooperation. What's the true scoop?
Well, I think the true scoop is that we don't know. We do know that there is, it looks like the Senate plan is going to get passed, simply because Obama can talk about any plan he wants. But the senators came up on a bipartisan basis. They made a plan, and that's the one. It may be taken a little bit apart in the House, but that's the plan that's essentially going to pass. They have enough votes to pass it in the Senate. The president can stand on his head and say he wants something. But unless you have the senators and the 60 votes necessary, even under, you know, all this reform of filibuster, you still need 60 votes. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so let's move to the Middle East quickly here. Syria. The other day in the Steve Croft interview with Clinton and Obama, they were talking a little bit about Syria, and I thought Clinton had some interesting things to say. But what's the White House now saying about Syria?
Well, the White House is basically saying, look, we're giving a lot of money, and they intend to give a lot of money. They intend to give another, 15 million and more. It'll bring it up to 300 some million dollars that they've given, more than any other group. And this is really more than any other country, actually, in terms of the kind of aid that they've given for humanitarian aid.
Yep. All right, Ellen Ratner, safe travels wherever you're going next. You go to the Sudan?
I won't go to the Sudan for about a month, but of course I'm going to go to the Sudan.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be pumping up the goats for the old goat here, as we always are on America Tonight.
Well, people can buy, by the way, it's right before Valentine's Day, Swarovski crystal hearts made by people who have had somebody in front of them kill them. Go to go to shop, and you'll see them.
All right. Goats for the old goat. We'll be talking about it on America Tonight some more. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Besides what was going on in Washington, you heard in that conversation there, the overwhelming confirmation of Senator Kerry, next, move on. Everybody knew that it was going to go down that way. There was emotional testimony in Connecticut. In fact, in Newtown, Connecticut. Remember we told you the fact that they were going to have a couple of public hearings because they're trying to decide a few things, mostly what they're going to do with Sandy Hook Elementary School. Will they just tear it down and start all over again? Do they renovate it in some way, or do they just simply reopen it because for so long it was a crime scene and everybody, not just in Connecticut, everybody has an opinion on this one. In the past, some places that have been the sites of mass shootings, schools, etc., have been torn down or areas have been torn down and rearranged. So lots of parents on hand for what could only be described as a gut-wrenching hearing that actually took place down the road from Newtown in Hartford, Connecticut. And one of the more emotional people was Mark Mattioli, who just you just felt for this man. If you see the video, you're not human if you don't well up. I mean, tears as he was talking about his six-year-old son when he died, obviously, and how close they were, and talking about, unlike some of the other parents, talking about the fact that there are just plenty of gun laws on the books. Take a listen.
How do we expect to have any impact on a society and say, we're going to pass a law. Hey, this is inexcusable. We can't allow any more of this. Let's pass a law that will change the course of the future when we don't enforce the laws that we have on the books, the most severe, the most important laws.
All right, he makes a good point. He went on further to say, listen, I don't care if you named it James Law. I don't want another law. I don't want to know. This is just one of the many meetings that have been set up by a legislative task force trying to review the state's gun laws. As I said, there are other public hearings that are happening, the two of them, in and around Newtown to decide what to do with the school. So these parents are talking about guns on one hand and how they feel the future, what the future should hold for guns and gun laws. And the other is what happens to the school where their kids were murdered. He was definitely in his own group category of people who thought that the laws are fine and, look, we don't need to do anything to them. There were others who say that there should be a strengthening of gun laws. One of them was Veronica Posner, whose son Noah was killed, and she had a simple statement saying the time is now. All the kids or most of the parents had photos of their kids with them. And like I said, it was a very somber sort of gut-wrenching meeting. And this one evolved around the issue of guns. There were people in the audience who were screaming out Second Amendment. There were people in the crowd that were interrupting some of the statements, and they were shouting Second Amendment shall not be infringed, and we're not living in the Wild West, was what Neil Heslin said. He's the father of a six-year-old boy, Jesse, who was also gunned down that day. The panel's going to meet, they hope, this March 15th deadline. That's what they threw on it. They said they were going to have some accountability for a report, which the governor's expected to use in drafting some initiatives aimed at what he's saying would reduce gun violence. You know, Connecticut already has some of the nation's strictest gun laws. And Malloy, who's a first-term Democrat, is saying he's going to address all the factors that led up to the massacre, and he's going to continue to delve as much as he can with that panel. He came across 16 different experts, or they put them together, basically, to come up with recommendations. And it includes some people who reviewed the policies after mass shootings in Colorado, remember the movie theater, and also at Virginia Tech. So what will the panel come up with, and ultimately what happens in Connecticut? It seems state by state people are examining this, but all eyes are certainly on that state because of what happened in December and what ultimately that could be the catalyst for. So one father says, no way, we don't need more laws, we need to enforce them. Another woman says, the time is now. I don't want this to happen to somebody else's child. What do you think? You can throw in your 2 cents. You can jam on it by ringing in at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 29, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,662.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,704.32, a half ounce for $852.16, or a quarter ounce for $426.08. Again, that's $1,704.32, $852.16, and $426.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Call a big promo. Our final nail the score in our third hour next show. Your chance to knock them out, claim bragging rights to close out the season, and win some cool prizes from America Tonight. Dave in Vermont, out of the gate, he nailed it. Maybe you're going to be the last person to nail it. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to come up with a guess. Who do you think is going to win, the Ravens or the 49ers? In our next hour of this show, you can get primed for that kind of stuff with my man RJ Bell from pregame.com. The guy comes up with the craziest prop bets I've ever heard of, and he really breaks down the numbers. He's fun. That's happening in our next hour of America Tonight. I was thinking about this today. Everybody wants to know, you know, what I think of the Super Bowl. Am I going to the Super Bowl? Because I went to I try to go back and count my press passes. I've been to 12. And people ask, what's your favorite thing about the Super Bowl? And I can tell you moments at the Super Bowl when I was covering it, but my favorite thing about the Super Bowl now is not having to cover it and watching the commercials. I can't help it. I'm sucked in just like everybody else. And plus doing the little square bet thing. I like that. Betting on the game with everybody in the room where you pick randomly the squares. Matt, how about you? What's your favorite thing about watching the Super Bowl?
Well, hopefully it's the game if it's a good one.
Come on, the food.
Well, yeah, the food and getting together with your buddies and hanging out. But then, it depends on how the game goes. Because I remember, you know, the blowout games, it's more about, you know, you remember the commercials more and you remember hanging out with your buddies. But if it's a close, good game, then you're hanging on, you know, like some of those the Giants and Patriots Super Bowls where they coming down to a last minute drive. You're remembering that.
True. And I think that Giants Patriots Super Bowl was the best. Funny, I could have been there. I had a friend who had an extra ticket. I would have been right there, guys, on the 50-yard line. That's how good the ticket was. It was a ticket from Fox, but I wasn't there. I couldn't go, so I didn't get to see that. That would have been very, very cool to be right in the thick of that final moment of that game. It was. I remember watching it, of course, and it was thrilling, and the outcome was not what I expected. The Super Bowl, I was going to tell this to Matt, but for all of you single guys out there, sometimes the Super Bowl, the party is the right kind of party. It's a good mix. I know people that have met their spouse. I know two people that met spouses at a Super Bowl party. You would never think, right? You're watching the game. You could care less. What are you, hanging out in your T-shirt and your hat and your grubby jeans and just chowing down and brewskiing it up or not doing whatever you're doing? You're not looking for someone. You're not looking for a Match.com situation. But maybe that's what happens. To say that I know two people that met spouses at a Super Bowl party, I think statistically, what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that happening? And it may be because, you know, you're watching the show, you're watching the halftime show, you're watching the commercials, you're relaxed. I don't know. Maybe there's nothing scientific to it. It's just a happenstance. The final score in this one, I'm going to give my final score when we actually do nail the score. But I was looking at some of the predictions, and Madden, you know, the Madden game, Xbox 360, Madden 13, the final score they have is Ravens 27, 49ers 24. Hmm. How about that? And the Baltimore quarterback was the MVP, Joe Flacco, the MVP from the Madden video game. But how successful has the Madden video game been at predicting the Super Bowls? Well, check this out. I was going to poo-poo it and say, who cares what the Madden thing says? But I didn't realize that 7 out of the last 9 Super Bowls, and actually came within 2 points of predicting the exact final score of the Super Bowl in 2009. So how about that? There are other places where, of course, it's all about predicting. And that's why we do nail the score. People trying to come up with computer simulations and all that sort of stuff. And I'll give you a couple of more. Plus, as I said, you know, this is how we mix it up on America Tonight, that heavy, heavy testimony in Connecticut, which is going to continue from the parents. And bravo to the parents, by the way, for saying exactly how they feel in a very tough situation. It's barely been just over a month, and they're willing to be involved, willing to have the conversation, whether they think the gun laws are too strict or they think they need to be stricter. They're willing to share that and have, like I said, a conversation. There should be a lesson at least in that we can't be civil and talk about it. So if you want to flip me something, I got a couple of emails coming in, but 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, here's another one for you that somebody sent me earlier in the day. It's probably all over the place, but there's a thing called PredictionMachine.com, and they take all of the statistics on the two Super Bowl teams, and they played the game. Check this out. They played the game 50,000 times. The 49ers won 66.9% of the time with an average score of 28.6 to Baltimore's 21.3. That's kind of interesting, I think. Then there's this thing where the NFL beat writers think that they know exactly what's going to happen. If you read the bevy of sports magazines that I read, I just laugh because if you really follow someone, then you really know the ups and the downs of trying to predict. But this poll of sports reporters who cover the NFL, that's their gig. That's what they do. They smother the NFL. They're not worried about all the other ins and outs of other sports. 55% of football guys, scribes, think the Niners are going to beat the Ravens this Sunday. The same poll asked the 30 writers from 22 markets to choose who they thought the MVP was going to be, because that's big. That's always big because the MVP. And they think it's going to be the San Francisco quarterback, Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. You know, that whole Kaepernicking thing where you kiss your forearm? I just did it. You're right. It's your right forearm. He's trademarking that. I love that. So, not exactly scientific, but interesting nonetheless. So like I said, these are the guys that are in the press boxes that are dragging around, following the teams or following a team and all the teams they play, and that's what they came up with. I don't want to overload you in this too much because we've talked to RJ next hour, but I'm going to give you one more. People love to do this, and since I'm from Jersey, this is why I'm picking this one, but you can find probably 15 different animals in different zoos across the country that will do this, but there's a 26-year-old camel that lives at the Popcorn Park Zoo in South Jersey and has a great record. In 7 years, she's only picked the wrong team once. So Princess says that in one, what they did was, in one palm, they write down with magic markers the 49ers. On the other, the Ravens. They cover them with a graham cracker so she can't see. So, of course, the camel likes graham crackers. Whichever she eats first is her pick. She ate the one with the Ravens' hand first. So the camel in Jersey says Ravens, and the scribes say the 49ers. You get my drift here. It's just all over the map. Madden 13 says the Ravens. The computer simulation, I love that, 50,000 times that I just told you about. They say the 49ers, and I'm sure I could come up with at least 1,000 more people who have predictions on the Super Bowl. But your prediction is what I want to hear in the third hour of our next show. Maybe you'll get it right. Maybe you'll astonish us. You own the score once you call in or email in. And you get it in before everybody else, and you pick the team. That's your score. If somebody nails it, that means they've accomplished something that has never happened. On a Super Bowl, nailed the score. We have never had anyone come up with the right score. Sometimes the right teams, maybe a little bit close, but never getting it right on the nose. Because remember, this isn't like horseshoes. We're not playing a game of horseshoes. Who's the closest? Oh, come on. Can't you just do it this once? Nope. The rules are it has to be the exact score, which is what makes it so, so tough. All right, coming up next, each week we talk to our man, Stephen Showhet in Hollywood. We're going to talk about Argo, and so far, Argo, what a game changer this has been. They get the SAG Awards. They get the Gold Globe. What's going to happen at the Oscars? Odds on favorite now. Speaking of picking winners, stay with us.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters.
Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Aliens and robots?
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that there is a movie company in Hollywood right now that is funded by the CIA?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with the bikes again?
We tried to get the message upstairs, sir.
You think this is more plausible than teachers?
Yes, we do. One, there are no more foreign teachers in Iran.
And we think everybody knows Hollywood people. And everybody knows they'd shoot in Stalingrad with Pol Pot directing if it would sell tickets. There are only bad options. It's about finding the best one.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
The United States government has just sanctioned your science fiction movie.
Thanks, sir.
A big clip from Argo sweeping the awards. It's a film directed by Ben Affleck, and it's a dramatization of what happened way back when, during the 1979 Iran hostage crisis, where Tony Menendez, a CIA operative, led the rescue of 6 U.S. diplomats from Tehran. And, of course, they were being hidden by the Canadian embassy. And what a great film it is. We're going to talk about that with Stephen Shohet. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. He comes on each and every week. There is no better storyteller around. Stephen, thanks for popping on, as always, every week.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Argo. So what's the scoop on Argo? How many awards so far and for what?
I think four. more. The Producers Guild, the Critics Award, the Golden Globes, and the Screen Actors Guild, which is really big. So it's got all the momentum. Years ago, when Shakespeare in Love had the upset over Saving Private Ryan, the DreamWorks publicity people, a woman named Terry Press, she really tried to get Steven Spielberg to go out there and give interviews and promote that movie, and Spielberg felt that the movie should speak for itself. And his partner at DreamWorks, Jeffrey Katzenberg, really respected him for it, but at the same time felt that Spielberg was making a mistake, especially with the very aggressive Harvey Weinstein promoting Shakespeare in Love like crazy, and Shakespeare in Love ended up prevailing, and Jeffrey Katzenberg is still upset about it. I mean, he's never gotten over that defeat. And you have a similar situation here. Now Ben Affleck is not really, pushing like Harvey Weinstein did, but Ben Affleck is going out there talking to everybody, meeting and greeting reporters. In fact, the other night, the Argo people were just talking to the press the whole time, where at the Beverly, when they had the Screen Actors Guild Awards, where the Lincoln people, on the other hand, locked themselves away from the press in a private room. Now, should that make a difference to what movie you like the best? No, probably not. But are people human and possibly influenced by this stuff? Anything's possible. And Argo seems like it's moved into the favorite category over Lincoln at this point.
Yeah, what's cool, and you named all the prizes that Argo claimed. You got to love it, ensemble cast, because I thought that cast was brilliant. And as you know, Stephen, you've told us so many stories about this with lots of different pictures, how important casting is. You get the wrong cast, you can have a great script, and the picture just doesn't come alive, I guess, on the screen for me and probably for a lot of people, too. So the casting of this was huge. That had to be pretty rewarding, I would think, wouldn't you, for Ben Affleck?
Oh, yeah. I great for him because if Daniel Day-Lewis wins, it's the first time a Spielberg actor has ever won Best Actor. And for Ben Affleck to get his cast some recognition, it means that when he approaches other big-time actors to work for him, they're going to be much more likely saying, this is a director I can trust. And so, yeah, it's a very, very big deal. And Ben Affleck had to fire some actors in that movie, but they were mostly extras. Some of the actors from Iran who had to speak Farsi didn't do the job that he wanted to. And it's a brutal thing for him because he's an actor. So he understands the nervousness that people go through and all the work to get go through the auditions and then not to satisfy their director. And it was a hard situation. Now, of course, he got great supporting help in that movie with John Goodman and with Alan Arkin, who's nominated, who plays sort of, Argo's not entirely true. Just like Zero Dark Thirty is not entirely
true. Sure.
But the character that Alan Arkin played was sort of a composite. But Alan Arkin, he figured he might as well base his producer on somebody that's familiar, at least to him. And it was based on Jack Warner, actually, the head of the Warner Brothers, who I write about in my book somewhat because he was such a colorful character. Although you don't know if everything about Jack Warner is true. I mean, the writers might have been making stuff up about him. Stories like he told a writer that he wanted to fire him because he was a communist, and the writer said, "Oh, Mr. Warner, I'm not a communist. I'm an anti-communist." And Jack replied, "Hey, I don't care what kind of commie you are. You're out of here." is that story true or was it made up, and is it lore passed down? I mean, there were a lot of things about the Warner Brothers history that were colorful and maybe you have to take with a little grain of salt, but that was the inspiration for Alan Arkin in that film.
Yeah, I thought he was just brilliant in it. So Lincoln versus Argo, that seems to be, they're the two favorites now. And are the dark horses Zero Dark Thirty, Les Mis, Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, I'd say so. But, you know, if one of them wins, but I guess they're not the dark horse. But, going into it, it sure looks like it. I mean, none of those three have Silver Linings is a comedy. And, you know, for whatever reason, I think it goes back to the earliest days of Hollywood, the early days when they started the Academy Awards. Comedies just didn't seem to match up with the Oscars next to dramas, because I think part of the reason for starting the Oscars was looking for respectability and having the movies be appreciated as an art form like the theater is. And it just seems that drama is something that, that sort of wins out over comedy. So that's a tough thing for Silver Linings. And for the other ones, they don't have the best director nominee. And Zero Dark Thirty, you know, probably unfairly, but it's got a political albatross around its neck as far as how, you know, the enhanced interrogation scenes and Senator McCain and Senator Feinstein possibly having hearings about what the CIA told the filmmakers and really it's obviously a very well made movie, but really not so advantageous to it. And I think some people in Hollywood are bothered by the idea that enhanced interrogation could have led to discovering Bin Laden's hideaway, even if it's true. And it was admitted actually by Leon Panetta in an interview that enhanced interrogation did help. So, you know, having hearings is a big waste of time, but anyway, it's not seeming to do that well. And then with Lincoln, I don't know. I think, you know, it was a great acting performance, but I don't think it's resonating with people like Argo is. So,
yeah.
We'll just have to see.
Yeah. We have just a couple minutes left, but I got to mention this because I'm a fan and I watch it. Masterpiece Theater, Downton Abbey. Americans are going crazy for it. What's the success? What do you point to for Downton Abbey?
Well, it's just a bunch of different things. First of all, Julian Fellowes, the creator, has 18 main characters, and they all have storylines. You could argue maybe some storylines go on too long, but Michelle Dockery, who plays Lady Mary, she said, you know, it's kind of like a soap opera being written by a poet. And you know, I think you got that element. I think Lady Mary is like a British Scarlett O'Hara almost. So I think that's very appealing. I think that it's great that Maggie Smith, you know, has this opportunity after a couple of years ago having breast cancer and having chemo and becoming totally bald and that she's, you know, recovered from that somewhat and has this great character that she's playing that's multidimensional and she just gets the killer lines and according to Michelle Dockery, she makes up some of those lines. According to Maggie Smith, they're all written by Julian Fellowes. But I think also the class distinction between the characters, and people have really gotten involved with this. I mean, people really complain about Julian Fellowes' story choices, but some of those story choices have to do with the actors not actors wanting to leave the show and find greener pastures, and it's not. You know, they're almost written into a corner. Otherwise, they wouldn't make these choices that upset the audience so much. And I'm not going to give anything away. But it's obviously for not people around the world, it's become a very emotional show. And I'll tell you, I mean, on Sunday night's episode, it really got to me. Even though.
I watch it. I know what you're talking about. Yes, it was upsetting.
Yeah, and I mean, the acting of the family, the reaction to it, I mean, that's another reason why it's great, because they're getting great actors. I mean, it shows you, I know there are a lot of actors who don't get any training, but most of these guys, like Michelle Dockery, again, studied and went to drama school in Britain, and I think it really helps. I mean, she, for example, was from a working class family, and she said drama school changed everything for her.
Yeah, it shows. Yeah, it shows. All right, HollywoodStories.com. Check it out. Pick up the book. It's awesome. Thanks so much, Stephen. You're awesome, too. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate. Hopeful as well.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Segment. That means we're all over the map because we're heading for the exits, and I got a ton of stuff I want to say, and so do you. At the top, we played a very sad clip from one of the fathers whose son was killed in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary, in that massacre. There are a couple of different hearings going on, and I already said this, but again, I will give props to the parents who are very courageously speaking on guns, whether they want gun control or say leave the laws where they are. We already have enough. It's not about the laws. And they're also speaking out on whether or not to keep the elementary school intact. It has to be hard. It's only been, you know, barely a month, and to be out there in public grieving, it's like a grief explosion, I'm sure, for these people. No matter how many people reach out and how much help they get, it's the elements, I believe, of time. So we let you hear Mark Mattioli, who was teary-eyed when he was testifying about his six-year-old son who was gunned down, but said, hey, we got enough gun laws. Some of you quickly sent in emails, like Michelle in Iowa, who says, bravo for Mr. Mattioli. I agree, pretty brave to go and testify, especially since I think most of the parents don't feel the same way, but he wasn't afraid to set sail and take his own course and express his views. I really feel for him, and I do feel for all the other parents, too. I hope that more crazy laws aren't created as a result, because I think in the United States and even there in Connecticut, they will live to regret it. All right, this one from Big Bob, who says, hey, Kate, I was listening at the very beginning, heard you talk about the one guy who was pretty emotional, talked about his son, thought that we have enough gun laws. I respectfully disagree with him. I understand how emotional that would have to be to testify, but I think, frankly, it's ridiculous when you have people who are shooting off mags that have 100 bullets. That's ridiculous. That is not a hunter. There is no need for that. And anybody who's partying it up and going out to shoot targets with some kind of an assault weapon and that kind of magazine power ought to have their head examined in the first place. Respectfully, Big Bob. All right, here's another one. This one from Joy in Missouri. Joy says, my husband and I talk about this probably once or twice a week. And then I was pleased to learn that the families are out there, are in public, as far as testifying and letting their feelings be known. Since so much of what now is focused on Newtown, Connecticut, let's hear from the people affected, even if it's only having to do with their own state. I'm glad that these people are speaking out in whether they support more gun laws or they think we have enough. Either way, I say power to those parents and God bless them. Very nice. Right away, lots of reaction. You can react too. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Also at the top, we told you, no surprise, I predicted this, so did every other person on the planet Earth, I think. Easier than predicting the Super Bowl, Senator John Kerry, poof, he's in. He is the new Secretary of State. It was easy, 94-3, that was the final vote. The people who said, nah, forget about it, were Republican Senators John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, among them, two out of the Texas guys. So how about that? But he got the nod pretty easily. The panel approves his nomination unanimously by a voice vote. So how about that? 68th Secretary of State by his colleagues in the U.S. Senate. Remember, Obama nominated him to succeed Clinton as the top diplomat, because that's the top spot in the cabinet. So how about it? We move along to, as I said, we're going to give you a couple of different things here. This one, in talking about what was going on with the public testimony, the National Rifle Association Executive VP, you've heard his name a bunch, Wayne LaPierre, is going to call for armed guards at schools in order to curb gun violence at Senate hearings on Wednesday. He's going to say that. He's already put it out there. He's going to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's got a prepared testimony, of course, that's been released. It was put out on the Hill if you want to go see it. He says it's time to throw an immediate blanket of security around our children. He's promoting the association's school shield program. And here's what they do. The idea is train armed guards at the schools. Participate. Resolve the pressing problems immediately. Do it honestly. Can disagree, but here's one way to keep the kids safe. Law-abiding gun owners are not going to accept blame, and this is what he's going to talk about, for the acts of violence or deranged criminals, nor do we believe the government should dictate what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families. So how about this? And this hearing is, once again, response to what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary, where Adam Lanza gunned down the 26 people, including the 20 kids, with the assault rifle and the high-capacity ammunition magazine that somebody referred to earlier. And I say bravo that there's all this conversation and testimony, because we haven't had it. Boy, we mentioned immigration, and we've had too much of it. Oh, we agree we have bipartisan cooperation, and yet nothing ever seems to get done when it comes to immigration. Here, at least, you're really seeing the needle move in all kinds of directions, but the needle is moving. There really is conversation happening, and it's on all sides of this. Instead of just being force-fed something, it's kind of all over the place, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not so sure I think this is a good thing as I kind of lighten the load here toward the final term. This Star Wars, the prequels, Star Wars, you know, the whole beginning of Star Wars and further on down the line, as many of you have seen them all, I have seen them all several times, I think for most of them, except for some of the prequels I saw maybe twice, I think. But now we got J.J. Abrams and a new kind of Star Wars happening. And you just wonder, after our expectations have gone in one direction and we're pulled back with the prequels, what are we going to see from J.J. Abrams? I mean, this is the guy who brought you Lost, which we got lost in as it dragged on through the seasons, and Fringe, which was good in the beginning, but then really kind of lost you with the double dual worlds. He is a kid genius, I'm going to call him, because some of the things that certainly he's rebooted, including the Star Trek franchise, have been spectacular. I say bravo for his work with the Star Trek franchise. But this is a little bit different when you're messing with our Star Wars. You know, they're a little bit different. What are they going to do that's going to be... What are they going to do that might... upset us? How are they going to pull this together to get some of the younger kids involved in it, but not really kill off the whole Star Wars franchise, the history of it? There's so many geeks when it comes to Star Wars, just like Star Trek. So he did do well with Star Trek. Maybe those people will be okay with what he does with Star Wars. And I think he's going to try to sci-fi it up probably a little bit more, just from based on what I've read. I think he may throw in a little humor that would work in the right places, because he's got to really bridge the gap here, some worlds of younger and older, because Star Wars has been around, think about it, for a long time. Empire Strikes Back, The Return of the Jedi, all that kind of stuff. So what are we going to see with this next Star Wars? Are we going to see a lot of graphics? Are we going to see that little bit of humor I said? I think he has to have his guard up, because the prequels, that is kind of a little bit of a curveball. We'll see. Supposedly coming out maybe next fall, and I don't know much more about it other than that. They're really keeping a lid on it. Any information on Star Wars, you Hollywood types, insiders that listen to the show, send me the skinny, americatonight.net.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.